Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to the Dopamine Fast, your daily dose of real talk about reclaiming your focus and living a more intentional life. Now, today's episode is all about something that might sound a little fluffy at first, cultivating kindness and compassion towards yourself. But trust me, this isn't some self-help mumbo-jumbo. It's seriously game-changing when you think about it. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to hustle, achieve, and compare ourselves to others. But what happens when we forget to be kind to the one person who matters most, ourselves? Ever felt like you're running on empty, always striving for some imaginary finish line, but never feeling truly fulfilled? You know that feeling when your inner critic is louder than a rock concert, constantly putting you down and making you feel inadequate? Yeah, that's what happens when we neglect self-compassion. It's time to change the script, folks. Today, we're diving deep into the power of treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer your best friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as you embark on this journey. First things first, recognize that self-criticism is a learned behavior. It's not who you truly are at your core. We often inherit these negative voices from our upbringing or societal pressures, but they don't have to define us. Remember that time you totally bombed a presentation? Did you give yourself a pep talk and learn from it, or did you spiral into self-doubt for weeks? We all make mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. So next time you stumble, treat yourself with the same grace and understanding you'd offer someone else in the same situation. Second, practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when those critical voices start creeping in and gently redirect your attention to something positive. Think about a recent accomplishment, big or small. Maybe it's finishing that project at work, finally making time for a hobby you love, or simply having a meaningful conversation with someone special. Third, challenge negative self-talk. When those inner critics start their negativity fest, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, our negative thoughts are distorted and exaggerated. Remember that time you got stuck in traffic and convinced the world was conspiring against you? Probably not true, right? So next time those critical voices kick in, take a step back and assess the validity of their claims. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective from scarcity to abundance. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, the laughter of loved ones. These simple joys can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself and your life. And finally, remember that self-care is not selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply having a relaxing bath, prioritize activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Think about that friend who always seems to radiate positivity and kindness, even when things get tough. They probably have mastered the art of self-compassion. Maybe they've learned to let go of perfectionism, celebrate their own wins, no matter how small, and acknowledge their mistakes without judgment. You know that feeling when you finally treat yourself to a delicious meal after a long week? Or maybe it's that moment when you put on your favorite playlist and just let loose and dance like nobody's watching? That's the power of self-compassion in action. It's about giving yourself permission to be human with all your flaws and imperfections. So remember, friends, cultivating kindness and compassion toward yourself is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but don't let those setbacks derail you. Keep practicing, keep learning, and most importantly, keep believing in your own worthiness of love and happiness. Now, go out there and treat yourself with the same kindness and care you would offer to someone you adore. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder of their own awesomeness, and leave us a review if this resonated with you. Until next time, stay focused, stay kind, and keep chasing those dopamine-free highs.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.